朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天早晨我们要继续读一些旧约里面的经历，让我们明白神怎样带领我们个人。
Now this morning we shall still study the Old Testament to find out the leading of the Lord to individuals.
如果弟兄姊妹们照着读经的进度的话，应该我们列王记上快要读完了。
If you read the Bible according to that schedule, you should almost finish First King.
或者我们应该说昨天应该把列王记上读完。
And as a matter of fact, up to yesterday, you should have finished 1 King.
今天早晨应该是读列王记下。
This morning, we should be reading the 2 King.
为了鼓励弟兄姊妹们在读经上面全教会能够一致，所以我们还是按照圣经的进度挑出一些经文来讲。
So in order to encourage everyone to follow the schedule, we will preach according to this.
但是我们的经验告诉我们，如果一下把二十几章圣经讲过去，恐怕讲的人也很辛苦，听的人也很疲倦。
But our experience told us if we just trying to cover all chapters, nobody can take that.
所以今天我们讲一半。
So today we only talk half of it.
我们只讲十一章。
Let's only talk about first 11 chapters.
不过弟兄姊妹也不要太紧张，因为我们不会把十一章都讲。
But don't worry about it because we're not going to talk about all 11 chapters.
为什么讲十一章圣经呢？因为列王记上十一章是记载所罗门的故事。
Because the first 11 chapters in 1 King are the ones that recorded the story of Solomon.
在以色列国中，大概这个君王，圣经上说给他的篇幅也算是第三多的。
This is the third king that's that was covered a whole lot in the Bible.
因为大卫当然最多的篇幅。
Of course, David is the first one.
其次就是扫罗。
Then the second one is Saul.
第三就是大就是所罗门。
And the third is Solomon.
这三个君王其实也是在以色列历史中间唯一一个联合国王的时候那几个君王。
And those three kings are actually the only three kings when the Israel is a united kingdom.
他们三个人做王时间一共是113年。
Total 113 years they reign over this kingdom.
其实每个人都做王40年，扫罗做王40年，大卫做王40年，所罗门做王40年。
Actually, it's about 40 years each.
但是因为大卫和扫罗有重叠的时候。
But because there's overlap between David and Saul.
有七年的时候，扫罗在北国做王，大卫在南国做王。
There's about 7 years when Saul was the king of the north and David was king of Judah.
所罗门在圣经历史里面也是有很重要的篇幅，便讲到他许多的故事。
And Solomon is a very, very important king here. There's a lot of story told about him.
他的出生是值得记载的一件事情。
Of course, his birth is quite remarkable.
他的登基也是一件值得记载的事情。
His coronation is also quite a story.
他去基遍祭坛那里向神求智慧，更是许多人知道的。
Then later on, he asked for wisdom. That is also a great, well-known story.
他建了圣殿。
And he built the temple.
并且他的丰富是这样丰富，各国的人都来朝拜他。
And his riches was so great that all people from all over will come to see him.
圣经上说，各国的君王都要到他的面前听耶和华借着所罗门所给的智慧话。
God says that all the kings of this earth, of the earth will all like to come before the King Solomon to listen to the wisdom.
有些人是想要来拷问他的，拿很多难解的问题来问所罗门。
Some really wanted to test him, to give him all kinds of hard questions.
但是等到他们跟所罗门谈话以后，就承认说神给他极大的智慧。
But right after they finish talking with him, they have to recognize that the Lord really gave him great wisdom.
所罗门他从墙上的牛膝草讲到各式各样，讲到香柏木，讲到各式各样的事情。
He talked about all kinds of things.
不仅他的智慧丰富，
Not only his wisdom is so abundant,
他的财富也是没有一可比的。
His wealth is also nobody can become second.
其实就是那个联合的王国来讲，所罗门所统治的国家比大卫的王国还要强大，还要版幅广大。
And actually, the reign under Solomon is actually greater than the reign under David.
但是圣经里也讲到所罗门的失败。
But it also recorded his failure.
他讲到他的婚姻。
He talked about his marriage.
讲到他和神当中的关系。
He talked about the relationship between him and the Lord.
讲到晚年时他失败的情形。
He talked about all the failure that's happening when he's old.
在新约里面，我们也一再提到所罗门。
And over and over again in the New Testament, it also mentioned that King Solomon.
当主耶稣讲到说是一个人信靠神的时候，他说一个人不能侍奉两个神，两个主。
When the Lord Jesus taught us that you cannot serve two masters.
后来他讲到所罗门，他说你不要看，他说野地里的百合花，他说你不要小看这些花，就是所罗门最荣华的时候，还不如这花的一朵。
He talked about that don't look down on that little small blade of grass in the field. Even when the King Solomon was in his most prosperous time, he's not like that. His glory is not like that.
主耶稣又讲到，他说许多人南方的女王要来听所罗门的智慧话。
And also we mentioned about the queen of the south come to listen to Solomon.
但是他说这里有一个人看哪、比所罗门更大。
But then he said, behold, there's one person that is greater than Solomon.
所以弟兄姊妹们，所罗门的历史不仅是对犹太人旧约时候他们国家的统治那个王权有极大的影响。
So not only his reign it was very significant in the Old Testament.
在新约我们今天圣徒来讲，一样可以从他得到许多生命上的帮助。
Today, in the New Testament time, we can also learn a great lessons from this person.
弟兄姊妹，当我读所罗门的历史，读了这十一章圣经以后，我心里在想，怎么样能够把他历史最扼要的来说明。
So after I study these 11 chapters, I try to summarize what is the most important point of this person.
我就把它分作三点。
And I realized there are three points.
啊，从此以后他们叫我周三点。这是我太太的，你讲到不要超过三点。
My wife always reminded me, don't mention more than three points in a sermon.
第一个大点是什么？讲到所罗门的丰功伟业。
Now the very first part is that he's talking about all the wonderful things he did.
我们很快的看一看所罗门多么伟大。
Let's just look very quickly about how great this king is.
第二点，我们要看所罗门兴盛的原因。
And then second, we like to see why is he so successful.
第三点，我们要看他失败的原因。
And the third point is, now why did he fail?
在兴盛的原因里面也有三点。
And also there are three points about why he is so successful.
那么当然你们知道，在失败原因我也找出三点来。
Now of course you may imagine there are three reasons why he failed also.
所以你们可以叫我周三点。我们先看他丰功伟业。
Now let's look at the great things.
我们读几节圣经好不好？
Shall we turn up Bible?
我们先看列王记上第四章。
Let's read 1 King chapter 4.
这一段圣经是讲到他的富强。
He is talking about his strength.
我们读从第二十节读到二十一节。
Let's read from verse 20 and 21.
犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那样多，都吃喝快乐。所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓力士地，直到埃及的边界。所罗门在世的日子，这些国都进贡服侍他。我想我们英文的圣经弟兄姊妹一起读的话，我们就不读了。这里讲到所罗门的强大，刚才我们已经说过，他的版图是旧约历史里面以色列国中间最强大的一个王朝。
Here we talk about how strong this king was, that his reign was the greatest in the Old Testament.
我们再读29到34节。
If we follow in the English Bible, verse 29 and to 34.
有英文圣经的我们一起来读好不好？
Now let's just read alongside with the Chinese version.
我们请弟兄姊妹一起读吧，中文英文都可以一起读，这样的话不会受别人影响。
Let's all read together.
好，我们一起来读29节。
29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧，他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探，并马耶的儿子希曼、雅各、达达的智慧。他的名声传扬在四围的列 国，他作箴言三千句，诗歌一千零五首，他讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树直到墙上长的牛膝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫水族。天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。他说所罗门有极大的智慧聪明。29节。
Verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧聪明。
It says God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight.
和广大的心。
And a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
这里举了一些例子，讲所罗门写书，写智慧书，写了诗歌一千零五首，写了箴言三千句。
He's talking about his writing about Psalms and Proverbs.
你知道我也喜欢写作，所以我想他写三千首诗、三千首箴言不容易。
I like to write too, so I really realize it's really it's a very hard task to write so many.
诗歌一千零五首。
Write so many psalms.
当然，圣经里面留下来的，他的有一首诗歌叫做《歌中之歌》。
Of course, there's one that's in the Bible is the Song of Song.
而所罗门的箴言大概有二十五章。
And the Proverbs there's 25 chapters of it.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里都说到所罗门的智慧。
He is all talking about his wisdom.
以后我们要看他为什么有这样智慧。
And then later on we'll find out why does he have all this wisdom.
我们读第十章。第十章。
Instead, let's turn to 10, chapter 10, 1 King chapter 10.
第十章十四节到二十五节。
Verse 14 through 25.
所罗门每年所得的金子，我们一起来读哈。十四节开始。所罗门每年所得的金子共有666他连得，另外还有商人和杂族的诸王与国中的省长所进的金子，所罗门王用锤出来的金子打成挡牌200面，每面用金子610克勒，又用锤出来的金子打成盾牌300面，每面用金子3米纳，都放在黎巴嫩的林宫里。王用象牙制造一个宝座，用金金包裹，宝座有六层台阶，座的后背是圆的，两旁有扶手，靠近扶手有两个狮子站立，六层台阶上有12个狮子站立，每层有两个，左边一个，右边一个，在列国中没有这样做的。所罗门王一切的饮器都是金子的，黎巴嫩林宫里的一切器皿都是金金的。所罗门年间银子算不了什么，因为王有他师船只与西兰的船只一同航海，三年一次装载金银、象牙、猿猴、孔雀回来。所罗门王的财宝与智慧胜过天下的列王，普天下的王都求见所罗门，要听神赐给他智慧的话。他们各带贡物，就是金器、银器、衣服、军戒、香料、罗马，每年有一定之力，很多很多很多事情。那弟兄姊妹看见所罗门的宫殿里面金光闪闪。
So you can see that it was so brilliant and was so much gold in his palace.
你知道一他连德有多少有多重？
Do you know how much is one talent?
一他连德相当90公斤，就是差不多200磅。
One talent is about 200 pounds.
弟兄姊妹们，金子拿磅算还不止，666个他连德就差不多多少？12万磅的金子。
About 120,000 pounds.Of gold.
回去算算数学就知道。
So let's just go home and calculate.
如果今天拿金子价值来算，实在是不得了财富。
Calculate the prices of gold today, it is just beyond our imagination.
这还是所罗门单单派人出去，开船出去，到某一地方去采金子采来的。
And this is only talking about a certain specific point where, where he sent out, people to pick up.
而他还有别人跟他贡献许多金子。
And there are other gifts of gold from other people.
他们是来向所罗门进贡的。
They come in here and give him gifts.
They
pay homage. Okay.
所以你知道，在金子在所罗门年年，怪不得银子算不得什么。
No wonder the silver is really nothing.
啊，我们今天看见金子都只有这么大一块啊，放在这里项链上面或者耳环上面，一小块金子哦，不得了。
Today when we see gold, it was like only in the necklaces and somewhere it was really really tiny piece.
我们只有读小说是读到说白花花的银子，银子怎么样没有见过。
But we only in the novels we read about this the silver, but we really never see a huge amount of silver.
他讲到他做的象牙的宝座。
You're talking about the seed carved with ivory.
弟兄姊妹，象牙做宝座要多少象牙呀？
Now, how many ivories there has to be in order to make a seat?
这里只不过记载出来所罗门一点点财富而已。
But here is only recorded a very small portion of his wealth.
那么弟兄姊妹们，所罗门为什么这样多的财富，这样大的智慧？
Now why does he have all this wisdom and all this wealth?
那个示巴女王来见他，本来他用许多难解的话要问所罗门的。
The Queen of Sheba came over to ask him with all kinds of hard questions.
第十章里面说，所罗门将他所问的都答了，一句没有一句不明白不能答的。
Then Solomon gave her all the answers. Not even one question is without answer.
他那这个示巴女王看见所罗门的智慧，看见他的排场所摆列的东西，席上的珍馐美味，群臣怎样分列而坐，仆人在两旁边侍立，他们看见他的衣服和酒子一切的装饰，就诧异的神不守舍。
It was recorded that when this queen see all the things and all the things in the court, that he was so surprised, it's really beyond herself.
你知道这话什么意思？这个示巴女王好像变成乡巴佬，变成土包子。看见所罗门，觉得自己没有见识。
And all of a sudden, this queen felt that she is a hillbilly, haven't seen anything like that at all.
她说什么？她说我先前不信人家论及你的那些话。
She said that I really didn't believe what they talk about you.
等到我来了一看，才知道我所听见的还不如说我看见一半呢。
But now when I actually see it, I realized that what I can see here is way past what I heard.
你知道有一首英文的诗歌说，当我们看见主的时候，所看见的一半都想不到了。
There's a song talking about when we see the Lord, then we realize that He is much much more than we heard about. It's more than half.
Okay, 记不得诗歌了。那弟兄姊妹们，这里讲到所罗门一切的丰富。
Now here recorded all the wealth of Solomon.
为什么所罗门这样成功呢？
Now why is he so successful?
头一个原因。
Now first reason.
我们来读一节圣经。
Let's read our Bible.
我们要退回到撒母耳记里面来看。
Let's go back to the book of Samuel. Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们读二十四节和二十五节。
Second Samuel chapter 12, let's read verse
24 to 25.
24th and 25th.
我们一起来读。大卫安慰他的妻拔示巴与他同寝，他就生了儿子，给他起名叫所罗门。耶和华也喜爱他，就借先知拿单赐他一个名字叫耶底底亚，因为耶和华爱他。那弟兄姊妹们，这里一件最特别的事情，也是最要紧的事情，就是讲到耶和华爱他，他的名字叫耶底底亚。
Now the most important thing he's talking about here is that the Lord loves him.
God loves him.
God loves him. His name was called Jedidiah.
Jedidiah.
Yeah.
那弟兄姊妹们，你知道所罗门是蒙神拣选的。
Now we know that Solomon was chosen by the Lord.
他的名字称作平安的王。
Now this name, meaning of the name is King of Peace.
因为大卫本来很想为神建造一座殿宇。
King David really wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
但是神说你杀人流血太多，不能为我的名建造殿宇。
But then the Lord said that you kill so many people that so you cannot build the temple for me.
我要给你一个儿子，他是做平安的王，他要为我的名建立殿宇。
And I shall give you a son whose name will be called the King of Peace, and he shall build temple for me.
他要坐在你的位上面。
And he shall sit on your throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道所罗门生下来就蒙神拣选，将来要接替大卫做王。
So even from his birth,King Solomon was chosen to build the temple for the Lord.
你知道大卫有好多的儿子。
You see, there's so many sons that David has so many sons.
我们以前讲过，大卫做王，他的表现和态度是一直在那里学习，让神在他身上做王。
We talked about King David when he was the king. He was always in learning in order for the Lord to work in him.
As king.
但是他几个儿子都争权夺利，想要来得到这个王位。But all his sons really fighting and they wanted to be the next king.
在这样情景里面，大卫就按例所罗门做王。
But under that kind of situation, the Lord anointed Solomon to be the king.
我们看看列王记上第一章怎么讲的。
Let's look at the first King, chapter 1.
请我们读28节到31节。
Let's look at verse 28.
大卫王吩咐说叫八十八来，八十八就进来站在王面前。王起誓说，我指着救我性命脱离一切苦难永生的耶和华起誓。我既指着耶和华以色列的神向你起誓，你儿子所罗门必接续我做王，坐在我的位上，我今日就必照这话而行。于是八十八脸伏于地向王下拜说，愿我主大卫王万岁。这个时候大卫开始立所罗门做下一个君王。
So this time that King David was set up Solomon to be the next king.
我们读38节到40节。
Let's read also verse 38 through 40.
我们一起来读。于是祭司撒都、先知拿丹、耶和耶大的儿子比拿雅和基利提人、比利提人都下去，使所罗门骑大卫王的驴子，将他送到基逊。祭司撒都就从帐幕中取了盛膏油的角来，用膏膏所罗门，人就吹角，众民都说愿所罗门王万岁，众民跟随他上来，且吹笛，大大欢呼，声音震地。这里我特别注意到拿丹也在其中。
So especially I noticed that Nathan is here too.
拿单是怎么回事呢?
Now, what about Nathan?
拿单就是当初所罗门生下来之后借着耶和华的先知给他名字的那一位。
Nathan is the one that was sent from the Lord to give Solomon his name when he was born.
所以他就知道所罗门要做王，到现在看见他正式坐在神的位上，大卫位上。
That Solomon will be king, and today he saw it.
这真是一件，实在是一件叫他心里非常兴奋的事情。
This is something that will really make him very, very excited.
所有以色列的国民都拥戴所罗门做王。
Not only Nathan, but all the people, they all welcome Solomon to be their king.
我们再看第五章列国的君王怎么说他。
Then in chapter 5, then we see what about all the other kings regard him.
第七节。
Verse
7. 推罗王。西兰，我们一起来读第七节和第七节，就第一节。
Verse 7。
西兰听见所罗门的话，就甚喜悦，说：“今日应当称颂耶和华，因他赐给大卫一个有智慧的儿子，治理这众多的民。”所以弟兄姊妹，你看大卫作为君王，也蒙西兰王的这个灵里心灵里面的响应。
So when Solomon was king, also King Hiram also agreed to that.
我们再读第十章示巴女王怎么说。
Now let's look at chapter 10, see what the Queen Sheba was talking about. What does she think?
第九节。
Verse 9.
她说什么呢？我们一起来读第九节到就读第九节。
Let's just read verse 9.
耶和华你的神是应当称颂的。他喜悦你，使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远爱以色列，所以立你做王，是你秉公行义。所以弟兄姊妹，你看所罗门做王的时候，不仅神清楚地安立他，大卫安立他，并且祭司、先知都拥戴他，以色列人都拥戴他。
So we see when King Solomon was made king, that not only David and the prophet and the whole Israel people, and also all the other kings and queens also recognize that he is the great king.
所有列国的君王，所以你就看见神爱所罗门。
Then we can really see that God loves Solomon.
那弟兄姊妹，头一件事情我们不要忘记。一个人若是在属灵上面有什么成就，做什么事情，头一点总要认识是神的恩典。
So let's not forget, if anybody should accomplish anything spiritually or become a great spiritual man, the first thing we have to remember that because God loves him first.
这一件是叫我们最谦卑的事情。
That will really make us humble.
因为若是一个人在神的面前蒙他的喜悦，不是因为我们的努力，而是因为神的恩典。
If anybody was delighted by the Lord, it's not because of our own doing, but rather it is from the Lord.
如果你要问我说，为什么所罗门有这样大的智慧？为什么所罗门能有这样的财富？所罗门为什么这样强盛？因为神爱他。
Now, if you really want to ask me why the Solomon is so strong, so wealthy, and all that, then I will give you the first answer. It should be that God loves him.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们能有这样想法，我们心中会除去许许多多的嫉妒。
Now, if we can really think so, then in our heart, we can really get rid of a lot of jealousy.
因为神爱他，这是神恩典，我们看见这件事情。
Because God loves him, this is God's grace, and we can see that.
雅各书里面也教导说，若有人高升，我们应当为他欢喜。
And also, it was recorded that if anybody should exalt, and we should be glad.
因为神爱他，神恩典在他的身上。
Because God loves him and His grace is upon him.
第二个，为什么所罗门能够这样兴旺，这样兴盛
？Now the second reason why is he so successful.
我们回头看，当他刚刚就王位的时候怎么样做？
Now let's go back and see what did he do when he first became king.
我们看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3 of First King.
我们读第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
一直读到第九节。
4 through 9.
所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的秋坛，他在那坛上献一千牺牲做燔祭。在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我赐你什么？你可以求。”所罗门说：“你仆人我父亲大卫有诚实、公义、正直的心，行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。耶和华我的神啊，我如今。”使你如今你是仆人，接续我父亲大卫做王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。仆人坐在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？弟兄姊妹，你自己先注意在这里看，当所罗门和神中间有一个属灵关系的时候，他头一件事情就承认神的恩典。
Now, when there's a spiritual relationship between King Solomon and the Lord, the very first thing he recognized is that he is under God's mercy.
刚才我们说过神爱他，那么所罗门每次在神面前的时候都不忘记这个恩典。
Now, every time when Solomon prayed before the Lord, he never forget that grace.
他说神呢，是你使你的仆人坐在他父亲大卫的位上。
He said, Lord, it is you who made your servant today sitting on my father's throne.
你看见他在跟希兰王讲话的时候，也是承认说，哦，是神的恩典叫他坐在他父亲大卫的位上。
You see, he also recognized that in front of King Hiram.
他向神献祭，建立祭坛献祭之后，他又不忘记提出来说，神啊，是你的恩典使我坐在你的位上。
And when he's offering the burnt offering there, he never forget also that he recognized God is because of you love me that you make me sit on this throne.
这就是他所以蒙福的原因。
And that is the precise reason why he is blessed.
第一个，因为他认识神的恩典。
The very first one, because he knows God's and God's grace.
不仅神恩典在他身上爱他，他看见，他也承认这个恩典。
Not only that, he also recognized it and admit that.
第二点，他为什么蒙福呢？
Now,
因为当他到神的面前的时候，他求智慧。
Second reason is that he asked for wisdom.
我们读第十节看神怎么说。
Let's read verse 10, see what the Lord says.
所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦，神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求福，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧听众，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。那弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，神回答他的问题，因为他求智慧，神就把智慧赐给他。
You see, the Lord answered himand give him precisely what he wants.
他没有为自己求福、求寿，或者是求灭绝仇敌。
He did not ask for anything, any wealth of, or anything for himself, or for destruction of the enemies.
神就把他所求的答应赐给他。
So the Lord gave him precisely what he asked for.
并且他没有求的神也给他。
Even the things that he did not ask for.
他说在列国中间没有一个君王可以比你的。
He said, in among all those kings, and no one are like you.
第三件事情神说的就特别，他说你如果效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例，我就必使你长寿。
He said, I shall give you long life if you should follow your father and to obey my law.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是所罗门蒙福的原因。
And that is another reason why Solomon received all these blessings.
第三件事情我们再看。
Thirdly, let's read on.
我们读列王记上第三章。
Let's also read the same chapter, First King chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
当那些日子，百姓仍在秋坛献祭，因为还没有为耶和华的名建殿。所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是还在秋坛献祭烧香。我们再读第六章。
And let's read chapter 6, First King chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王，第四年西弗月，就是二月，开工建造耶和华的殿。第六章第37节、38节。
In verse 37 and 38 of the same chapter, chapter 6.
所罗门在位第四年西弗月立了耶和华殿的根基，到11年布勒月，就是8月，殿和一切属殿的都按着样式造成，他建殿的功夫共有7年。
There were 7 years that he built this temple.
第五章，回过来第五章，我们看他建殿的用的工人。
Now let's go back to chapter 5.
第十五节
，verse 15。
所罗门用7万钢台的，8万在山上凿石头的。此外，所罗门用3300度工的监管工人。王下令，人就凿出又大又宝贵的石头来，用以立殿的根基。所罗门的匠人和西兰的匠人，并加巴勒人都将石头凿好，预备木料和石头建殿。我们再读第七章第九节。
Let's go to chapter 7, verse 9. Chapter 7, verse 9.
建造这一切所用的石头都是宝贵的，是按着尺寸凿成的，是用锯里外锯齐的，从根基直到岩石，从外头直到大院，都是如此。根基是宝贵的大石头，有长石轴的，有长八轴的。好，这里就讲到所罗门建殿的时候用石头做材料。
Here we talk about when Solomon built a temple, he uses rocks, blocks.
我们回头看列王记第六章上六章七节。
Let's go to chapter 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候斧子、锤子、斧子和别样铁器的声响都没有听见。那弟兄姊妹们，这个建是建殿是非常特别的。
Now this is a very special way, a very strange way of building the temple.
所罗门在没有建殿以前，派8万人在山上凿石头。
Now before he actually started building, he sent out 80,000 to go to the quarry to prepare the rocks.
等到把石头凿好以后，搬回来放在圣殿里面的时候，每一块都这样严丝合缝，都刚刚好，所以再也不需要听见锤子、斧子的声音，都放在那里建造好了。
Every single block of the stone was so well cut right at the quarry. So after it was shipped back to the building site, there's no need to use any other tools to cut them into the right size.
当然这里有很深属灵的讲究，说到神预备那一些人建殿，就好像彼得前书里面彼得告诉我们，我们也是活石被建造成为圣殿。
This has a special meaning, just like in the New Testament, we talk about we are like living stones that we were chiseled out and we were cut to build this spiritual temple.
当教会被建立的时候，每一个神的儿女都是联络的整齐，刚刚好在他个人的位置上面，所以再也听不见铁器、斧子、锤子的声音。
Now, when that perfect church was built, that every single saint was all built so perfect that the fits.Perfectly together to become God's temple.
弟兄姊妹们，所罗门为什么蒙福？因为他建造神的圣殿。
Now he built God's temple. That's the reason he was blessed.
我可以说，当他在建立圣殿以后，是他个人属灵光景最高峰的时候。
I believe right after he built the temple, King Solomon reaches the highest point of his spiritual life.
你看他为神所做的事情，这样出力，这样热心。
Because he really, really working so hard for God's work.
等到他把约柜、把一切器皿都分别为圣，把约柜引到圣殿里面来。
After he sanctified all the things and moved the ark into the temple.
他就在祭坛那里献祭。
Then he sent out offered the offerings.
然后带领所有以色列百姓祷告。
And also leading all the Israel people to pray.
把这个殿献给神。
And he gave this the temple to the Lord.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献？来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。